Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am glad today's Friday. I'm glad this week is over. I feel like we have been on news overload this week, and it's almost like it continues into today. Welcome to Lunch with Lynn. Yep, I'm a little bit tired today because we had this, a good time last night. Eat, Drink Pittsburgh. For those of you who came out to the Rivers Casino last night, I had a great time meeting all of you. I can't thank you enough, those of you who called in recipe ideas to me yesterday. In fact, I used several ideas when I was doing my cooking competition at the casino. We're going to talk way more about that coming up in our last hour. I'm going to talk to you about the winning recipe. I'm going to talk to you about how that came about. I'm going to talk to you about some of the controversies that have developed around the winning recipes, but we're going to save that for the end of the afternoon. We're going to talk about a subject that actually captured all of our attention earlier this week. It is a subject featuring the Lieutenant Governor. John Fetterman joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We talked to him earlier this week about an issue surrounding his Twitter account and the potential of a lawsuit after he blocked two of his first followers turned critics, and then the potential of a lawsuit. Breaking news late this morning. It turns out the Lieutenant Governor has unblocked them. He joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. let me just say, they weren't critics. They posted material that was either inappropriate or was directed at my family.
Okay, and you're right. They were not critics.
Yeah, I have plenty of critics that I engage with on Twitter, both my personal and official one. It had nothing to do with critic. There was no criticism directed at me.
Okay.
It was one individual directed it at my wife and demeaned her and said she wasn't making America great after she posed in her traditional Brazilian carnival outfit, whatever that means. And then the other individual inserted a link to a blog post from like 8 months ago that had no relevance, and I believed it had significant dog whistling possibilities. Either way, it had no business being on my personal space.
And point well taken. And that was your personal space, which is how this all came about. And so tell me what happened. You unblocked them today or last night?
I thought. I sat down and considered it, and it's like, and I believe I would win, but because I have two separate distinct accounts, personal and official. But at the end of the day, you know, at what cost to the taxpayer? Like, I just refuse to waste taxpayer money on a frivolous lawsuit and publicity stunt. So I unblocked him and I relayed. I said, as long as you know, you don't go after my family or post material, you know, you'll stay unblocked, and that's the end of it.
Now, did you confer with an attorney about any of this, or was this really just a decision that you made?
No, I don't want to speculate one way or the other. It just came down to the one fact is that it wouldn't be appropriate, in my opinion. You know, if they want to waste taxpayer money, that's their choice, but it certainly will never be mine. And you know, they started this and they have my official Twitter account. But at this point, I decided to unblock them to avoid a frivolous lawsuit that would have otherwise costed the taxpayer money.
And then, are there strings attached? You've unblocked them, but is there an understanding if they come back and attack your wife or attack your kids or get too personal, could they be blocked again?
Yeah. I certainly would reevaluate it if they do decide to come back and make disparaging comments directed at my family or inappropriate comments, you know, otherwise. But I hope that's not the case, and this is really all I'm going to say on it furthermore. As far as I'm concerned, it's done, and we need to move on. And, you know, I think the lesson, the takeaway is like, don't go and criticize it or attack someone's family.
So then what I'm hearing you say in that last statement is you have no intention of apologizing. You've unblocked them, and now as far as you're concerned, this is a closed issue.
Absolutely. I am neither offering nor requesting an apology for their conduct, and I consider the matter closed. Absolutely.
All right. John Fetterman, as always, we appreciate your transparency. Thanks for joining us today on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. We're coming up on 12:13 on a Friday afternoon. You're listening to KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.